burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it
would. Hiking Arizona. I'm going to be so distracted the rest of this morning's show. Jennifer and I went and hiked Barnhart Trail, actually as a part of me getting ready for my rim to rim. And then it was raining, and there were waterfalls everywhere. It was gorgeous. We got back to the car. We were kind of wet, kind of cold. I said, "You want to just go ahead and drive into Payson and get a hot chocolate or something?" And we went in for pie, and they only had one piece of pie left, and it was their pumpkin pie.
Best I ever had. I just wanted something warm, you know.
In my book, Arizona Kicks on Route 66, I have pie alerts.
Oh.
I tell you all the places where you can get homemade pie along Route 66.
Well, you really have to have hiking in every book then, because if you're going to eat your way across.
We've got Roger Naylor in studio, Arizona author of several books. The book we've been trying to talk about is your newest book, The Amazing Cole Brothers of Grand Canyon. They were kind of toll gate bullies, and it was who decided they wanted to carve a second road down the Grand Canyon? Was it the Forest Service?
Yeah, well,
just to put these guys out of business?
Well, it wasn't them. They were just it was Ralph Cameron, who owned the property, who wouldn't give kept it a toll road. And it was National Park Service, when they were ready to open it as a national park, that's when they carved out the South Kaibab Trail so people would have a way to get down to the river without having to pay the toll. But Ralph Cameron maintained control of the trail long after it was a national park. I think it was not until in the 1920s before it finally got wrestled away and stuff. He tried to keep it from becoming a national monument, tried to keep it from being a national park. He took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Oh,
he wanted
wow.
to build dams and . He became a senator for a term and, helped get Arizona statehood. But, he also was very interested in lining his own pockets. And so he got voted out after his second term. So
now this book is like really hot off the press. Like the ink is just barely dry.
It just
right?
came out a couple weeks ago. It was published by the Grand Canyon Association, because these guys, they stayed at the Grand Canyon. They not only took photos of the mule teams, but they explored every corner of the canyon, took amazing photographs. In 1911, 1912, they took a trip down the Colorado River. They became the 26th and 27th men to run the Colorado River from Wyoming to Needles, California. Then Ellsworth went ahead and finished it out to the ocean. He took it all the way to the ocean. It was only the fourth party to ever do that and stuff. And they filmed it. They made a motion picture of it while they were doing it. And, think of this. Motion pictures in 1911 being shot in the Grand Canyon, in these rafting rivers. The dark room, they had a little blanket over. And they made it, but then they started showing that at the studio. They did lectures all around the country. And once they started showing it at their studio that they by now had built on the Bright Angel Trail, and Emery stayed there until his death in 1976. He was 95 years old. But
they
started
have families?
Emery and Blanche had a daughter, and she passed away just a couple years after Emery did, 1978. Ellsworth married once, but it was pretty short-lived, so no. But there are other brothers that had some families and stuff.
Okay, so if I run 9 miles from the top of the rim to Indian Garden and back 2 or 3 times a day, I'm going to live to be how old?
95.
Yeah, it
gets you in pretty good shape, I think.
I'll go see Jesus soon.
But that became the longest-running motion picture in history. Because it ran for over 60 years continuously every day at the studio. So people would come and see this little black and white movie.
I wonder if they made a good number of copies of those?
You can still see part of it down at the studio and stuff. Yeah, the Kolb studio after Emery's death. By then it was a historic structure, so it couldn't be gotten rid of, but it was saved by the Grand Canyon Association, has been preserved and reopened now. It's a beautiful gift store, and sometimes they give tours of the residents and stuff. So these guys, there's just so many life and death experiences all through the book, so it's really an amazing story.
Now, I snuck this Boots and Burgers book of yours.
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff's in here. You've got the Fossil Creek Creamery. We sell all kinds of interesting goat products that they milk right there on the site. You get the White Mountains, but there's no Oatman.
Yeah, I know.
You missed Oatman.
That's in Arizona Kicks on Route 66. That's a big chapter on Oatman in there. I don't have the closest hike. I've got a great hike over there in Kingman, and that's where my best piece of pie is, too. My favorite piece of pie there is at a barbecue joint in Kingman.
Awesome.
You know, so
he makes a living doing this.
I know. Can you believe it? My editor's going, wait a minute.
Right. I'm out of you. I'm out of you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Now, how do you keep this current? Because the Chaparral Creamery in Wickenburg recently moved.
Yeah, that's
from
got the
Tangier
new, the
to
new
the new address.
Address.
Yeah. And you've already got it updated in this book. How do you keep that current?
We're about to go to the third printing of that. It's just been out a couple of years. This is the Arizona Kicks on Route 66 is in its fifth printing already.
Roger, we have the Arizona Staycations sponsored by Sanderson Ford, where we ask our listeners just to register at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's the only place on the planet you can win a customized vacation that you structure yourself to go wherever you want to go, whenever you want to go. And we take care of all the details at rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner once a month, courtesy of Sanderson Ford, who allows you to go out and pick any car that they have on their demo lot, drive it for to your favorite destination. We arrange for the lodging. Jennifer throws a gas card on the seat, and we have gift baskets from Sibley's,
Sphinx State Ranch, Soretta Candy,
all Arizona focused, all Arizona manufactured. And Roger, if you won an Arizona staycation, as well as you know Arizona, in like a minute, tell us where you'd go. In like a half a minute.
I'd go to Cochise County.
Yes.
I'd go hiking in the Chiricahua National Monument, the most unappreciated place in Arizona. I'd go do a little hiking in the Dragoons. I'd hang out, do some drinking and eating in Bisbee. I'd go check out the gunfight in Tombstone. Do hikes in Ramsey Canyon over by Sierra Vista. So, such a great combination of scenery and history in Cochise County.
It's a good thing we didn't meet when we were younger.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.